The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
People who know our brother Tom Ford are quite shocked by some of the things that he said at the Capuchin Friary in Kilkenny last weekend. I'm going to read it to you. He gave a sermon in which he called self-destructive and irrational behaviour, which he said was, quote, the abuse of drugs and alcohol, adultery, fornication and homosexuality, as well as in the acceptance of abortion and contraception and in the move to legalise euthanasia. He said, we sense that many of those around us are physically alive but spiritually dead, morally rotten or at least infected. Now, he also made reference to the TV programme The Walking Dead, of which he said he was a fan, and he referenced zombies, saying, once you are bitten, you are infected and there is no hope. The only way to deal with the monsters is to stab or shoot them in the brain. OK, Colm O'Gorman, Executive Director of Amnesty Ireland. The order representing the priest has said it deeply regrets the comments that were made. But it does appear that there's a link there, isn't there, between being a homosexual and being a monster, and that the only way to deal with that is to stab or shoot them in the brain.
Yeah, and language around, you know, infection and infected. And I mean, it's dehumanising in the extreme. I've heard some suggestions that it was perhaps wasn't well thought out. Well, my understanding is it was a sermon that was written, that was posted online as a blog, and then delivered from the altar in Kilkenny. And, you know, on one hand, you know, when I heard about this first, I thought, do we just dismiss this as nonsense? Like, what do we expect sometimes from people? But actually, this was said in an institutional context at Mass from an altar. And it's elevated in its significance because of that. There would have been people sitting in that congregation who this directly affected. I understand some people got up and walked out during the Mass, which I can completely understand. But more importantly, that kind of hateful, deeply misogynistic, deeply and virulently homophobic language embolden those who would act violently towards LGBT people and other people. That's the kind of hateful rhetoric.
Would you regard that as incitement? Because if you say the only way to deal with the monsters is to stab or shoot them in the brain, even if you're using the analogy of The Walking Dead, a fictional TV show, by using comments like that, are you encouraging people?
I think some people might well interpret it as an encouragement. I mean, using language like, you know, to suggest that there's an infection, that LGBT people and others are an infection in some form that has to be, I don't know, cured in some way, and to make that link. I mean, it's fairly implicit. He would, of course, I'm sure, say it wasn't intended. Nevertheless, it's hard to read anything else into it. It's a matter for the Gardaí, if this matter is reported to them, to determine whether or not this constitutes incitement to violence or hate speech.
Also, on the very basic level,
investigated.
It's not Christian, is it? I mean, I see Bishop Dermot Farrell, the Bishop of Ossory, said today he was saddened to learn of the inappropriate language used. And the quote from him is, as followers of Christ, the gospel we proclaim is about the welcome and inclusion of all, as every person, no matter their faith or race or sexual orientation, is made by God and is loved by God. He said
that kind of inclusive language is welcome, and I suppose that's as far as the bishop could have gone. It might have been good, I think, on this occasion for him to label and to name what had happened as what it is, which is deeply homophobic, deeply hateful rhetoric. It's not just offensive, it's not just hurtful, it's deeply damaging, and it's hateful and it's homophobic, and it needs to be called out as such. Now, I recognise that can be a challenge for bishops, given the Catholic Church's own position on homosexuality, on LGBT people generally. Nevertheless, the statement is welcome. But look, I mean, this isn't some storm in a teacup. It's Pride Month. It's a month when we've seen, for instance, I mean, people will have seen in the news last week an attack on a lesbian couple in London on a bus in London.
Yeah, just for those who haven't seen it, I mean, that was shocking pictures that they've been beaten up, and we saw the photos. Now, there have been arrests, thankfully, made in that case. But for the people who aren't familiar with it, explain it.
It was a couple on their way home, two young women, one of whom is cabin crew with an airline, on their way home. And they were identified by a group of young men as being a couple, and they were beaten up because they refused to kiss for the entertainment of the men involved, the young men involved. And they were really badly beaten. I mean, the injuries were quite horrific. But this doesn't just happen in the UK. I mean, I remember last year a really violent attack on two young men here in Ireland, and a crowdfunding campaign that came out to try to support reconstructive surgery that one of them needed following on from the assault. We've moved a long, long way in this country. This is an increasingly inclusive, welcoming, loving, compassionate republic. But that kind of rhetoric, that kind of hateful language needs to be called out, because it emboldens those who are toxic in their views and who might be inclined to act with violence, because that is not an uncommon occurrence. Homophobia is still an issue in this country, as is transphobia and biphobia. And you know what? It's perhaps the starkest possible response to those who have been saying online in particular for the last couple of weeks, why do we still have pride? That's why we still have pride. We still have pride because of this kind of hate, and we're going to need it for some time to come, unfortunately.
Colm O'Gorman from Amnesty International, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.